Hey, what up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here talking about the Scorpio full moon, and I'm gonna be quick with it. I'm supposed to be taking a break, but I really want you guys to take advantage of this full moon energy. I really, really do. Because it's just gonna help you so much, like for real. And I'll get into that, okay? So yeah, let's talk about this full moon, motherfucker. Shout out to my brother Tyson. Today's his birthday. A full moon birthday, ain't that something, y'all? But shout out to my brother Tyson for his birthday, of course. Yeah, so it looks like I'm just putting in the time in here. Yeah, this full moon was around, it was today, May 7th, 2020, at 6:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at 17 degrees Scorpio, 17 degrees 20 minutes, which makes the sun 17 degrees 20 minutes of Taurus, okay? So, overall, when it comes to full moons or whatever, it's the earth's in the middle, the sun's on one end, the moon's on the other, right? And it's not like directly across from the earth. Like, the sun's usually a little bit higher, the moon's a little bit higher, blah blah blah, blah. You can see the full moon, the full face of the bright side of the moon during the full moon, yada yada yada, right? That's the astronomical side of it. But the astrological side is basically because the moon's on one end, the sun's on the other, and they're in opposite signs. It's basically you feel one way, but you react another, okay? Because the moon represents your inner self, your emotions, while the sun represents your reaction to things, your self-expression, all right? So you feel one way, but you react another. And the reason why it's like that is because as a collective, we follow the sun. The sun's our leader, okay? It gives us everything that we need at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And so we usually follow the sun. Now, the sun is telling us to, in this case, be practical, right? To try to figure out stability, security within our lives, to figure out the things that we value, to find value within ourselves, to have self-worth. You know what I mean? To gain material worth, to make some money, to make some dollars. And if you think about what's happening today, right? How everyone's like fighting to go back to work. It's crazy. Only during Taurus season. People are fighting to go back to work, right? And I understand because this is the only way they see stability and security. You know, Taurus energy is very traditional, very stable. And very stubborn. It's the earth. It's earth sign and it's fixed. It's literally the earth on the ground. It ain't moving. You know what I'm saying? And so if they want to just go back to what their normal was, not realizing how fucked up their normal was. You get what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about it is that how people are feeling right now with during this full moon, they are wanting transformation. They are wanting intimacy and to get close with people again. They are wanting to have shared worth. They are wanting to feel and stay in that feeling and be able to still stay in that feeling and not have to focus on the practicality of things. Like, okay, what we're going to do next? What makes the most sense? How we're going to move forward? You know what I mean? They want to feel upset and be stuck in that emotion and to go through the motion, to do the motions of going through your emotions. You know what I'm saying? And they feel that people, the collective, all of us are feeling like we're not allowed to do that because we have to put on our practical hats on to make some money, to provide for ourselves, to create some stability. But the thing is that our emotions and how we're feeling right now can catalyze a beautiful change if we were to come together like we should and create that change for our lives. It kind of reminds me of the people who realize that this is like the United States thing. Because I know I have listeners from all over the world, right? But this is what it reminds me of. How we realize out in the United States that we do need better health care. We do need to handle our racial issues. We do need infrastructure, like our infrastructure to be better. You know what I mean? We do need our airlines to get their shit to fucking together. You know what I mean? We do need a lot of things. But when we get the opportunity to make that change, oh, but I don't want my life to change. Even though my life was shitty, you know, the stability of how my life was makes me comfortable. It's like the person that stays back into their south node, knowing damn well their north node, although uncomfortable, will make them feel like life's worth living, will push them to happiness. They stick to their south node because that's what they've mastered in their past life and they just want to stick there. It's like, come on, y'all, let's make a change. You know what I'm saying? Now I get it in this case, because the sun, right? The sun is where we're supposed to follow. So we are supposed to go towards stability and security. But what this full moon is saying is that you can't ignore the feelings of transformation that you want to have. So how about you do this? How about you work on yourself to release the things that are weighing you down, so you won't create, so that's hindering you from stability and security. Stability and security don't mean that you have to go back to the same old bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that. Stability and security is straight up stability and security for all. You feel what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying, y'all? All right? And so what I suggest for people to do during this time when you're like doing your full moon, you know, shit kind of manifesting and whatever, is think about the things that you want to transform within your life. Do you want to, what transformation do you want in your life, period? Any transformation, what transformation do you want in your life? Do you want to have more, to handle, like, to fix your debts? Do you want to fix shared money situations, such as like child support situations, such as alimony situations, such as like wills and estates and stuff like that? That's shared money. Do you want to deal with like and fix shared any other forms of intimacy, such as energetic intimacy with like fucking with the divination occult? Do you want to get better at that? You know what I mean? Do you want to break some curses, hexes, whatever? Do you want to like balance your energy right? You know what I mean? This is a good time to release that negativity at this time. It's just, again, the full moon's about releasing, because the moon's going to get full and then it's going to start decreasing after 6:47. You feel what I'm saying? And so this is a time to decrease, release, because the moon is decreasing. Take things away from your life. You know what I'm saying? So you can kind of focus, you know, when you release these things, you're going to be able to focus back on the practicality of things and focus where the sun is at. But you can't ignore the feelings that you're feeling inside. And when you release the things that are holding you back, you have a clearer conscience of being able to create stability and security in your life. And you won't have these fears, these deep-rooted fears that's making you feel like, let's go back to our old normal, which wasn't really satisfying, but it makes me comfortable because I'm used to it. Let's create a whole fucking new normal that's good for all. Do you understand what I'm saying, y'all? That's good for you. That's for your greater good. Not just for the collective, but for you and your greater good. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, y'all. Like, think about it, man. Think about it. For real. But like, okay, so other things that you can focus on, you know, sex, if you have issues with sex and any sexual intimacy, romantic and emotional intimacy, you can focus on that. You know what I mean? Any sense of intimacy, transformation, you coming together with a person or any type of energy and transforming through that, you know, that's the energies that you need to focus on when it comes to your shadow self. You know what I mean? Releasing things that are dark within you. Not dark and like yin and feminine necessarily, but dark as in like dark energy that's bad. You know, release that shit. You know what I mean? And then get into the regular dark side of you, the feminine side of you, and not be afraid of it. And face that shit. And realize this is a part of me and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Another thing you need to do too is, you know, face, this is what I actually did. I'm going to tell you actually what I did. I woke up, right? And then I was randomly triggered by like past memories of, you know, situations in which I was hurt, situations I was embarrassed, situations that I didn't like, that other people did to me that I did to myself. And it was a lot. And, you know, I'm a Capricorn sun, so first thing to do, repress. But I was like, no. Face this shit. And I faced it. And I realized it. And I went through every detail and combed it through. Then I transmuted that energy. I was like, this no longer serves me. I'm not going to be triggered by this anymore. I see what happened. I grew from it. I'm different. Why am I still holding on to this shit? That's the Scorpio moon energy, is holding on to shit that it really sometimes is too, you're holding on too long. And it's fixed emotions are necessary. It's necessary in different situations, but sometimes Scorpio energy holds on to stuff too long. So I was thinking, like, why am I holding on to this shit? So I transmuted it and I cried. This is like the first fucking hour of me waking up in the morning today. You feel what I'm saying? That's the type of things we need to go through to heal, to not, so we won't be afraid. You know what I mean? Like, why are you afraid of yourself? The depths and the darkness within you, face that shit and transmute it if you don't want it. If it doesn't serve you, if you don't want it to be around you. You know what I'm saying? If you really want any type of real transformation within your life, whether it's material or emotional, you can create it. You know? You can create it. And I know a lot of people don't like starting things during an electional, with electional astrology during Scorpio moons. I understand that. You know, I think the moon is at its detriment here. Or at its fall. It's one of them. I always mix that shit up. I understand that. You know what I mean? But the thing is, though, excuse me. Is that this is a full moon, so this is a good time to release regardless, you know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind, y'all. I really think that y'all should try to do some shadow work during this time. Excuse me. Damn it, I knew I had some water around here, y'all. I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I suggest people to do some shadow work. It's a beautiful time to do it, man. It really is. It really, really is. So please do so. Please do so. All right. So that's my little word during this time. Make some changes for yourself and for your family and for the collective. All right. Release the things that's holding you back so you can, you know, for like by the time it's next week, you can really, you know, by the time it's Monday, you can start focusing on practicality again and creating stability within yourself. But a great way to create stability within yourself is letting go of fears, so you won't go back to like an old normal that no longer serves you. You don't want that, y'all. You do not want that. You really don't. Okay? This is a time that we could really make some new changes and really create a new standard here. A new stability, a new foundation. You feel me? A new foundation. Taurus is connected to, you know, the Hierophant, which is like old rules set up by old ways and ancient wisdoms, which is really appreciative. And Scorpio is connected to the Death card, big transformations as well, a little bit as a tower. We need to knock shit down, completely transform that shit, and create a new set of standards and create a new foundation, a new Hierophant card. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all feel me in this one, man, for real. Just keep it in mind. At least start with yourself, you know what I'm saying? All right, so that's my little word. 17 degrees. 17 degrees is a Leo degree, so people may be a bit expressive during this time. You know, and I'm noticing that, like, even me, like, after I went through that personal moment, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, I was like expressing it on Twitter and on Instagram, like, you know, I feel like people need to hear this, you know. And even with this, like, I wasn't even going to do this podcast because I'm supposed to be taking a break. But I was like, nah, people need to hear this. So that expressive energy is real. You know, 1 + 7 comes down to 8. 8 is about transformation. You know what I'm saying? 8 is all about transformation in astrology. It's connected with the 8th house. It's connected with Scorpio energy, you know, Plutonian energy. And the funny thing about it is in numerology, 8 is very stable. It's being the authoritative energy, but it's like, yes, it's stable energy, but you're setting the standards and you are creating the authority and not allowing other people, you're having the authority, excuse me, and not allowing other people to tell you what the standard is. You know what I'm saying? And then with tarot, you know, 8 energy is kind of like that step before greatness, that step before, like, you know, it's really like a catalyst almost. You know what I'm saying? It's a catalyst. It's like, if you think about like the 8 of wands, right? The 8 of wands energy is just fast, fiery energy coming at you, and you're seeing it coming at you. So with the 9 of wands, you start to try to defend yourself. You know what I mean? Create you to prepare for that fast, fiery energy, and prepare for that work that you got to do. You see how it's like the catalyst, right? That's for the wands energy. For the sword energy, 8 of swords is self-restriction, self-restricting thoughts, right? And then that self-restricting thoughts turns into paranoia and you can't sleep, which turns into you laying dead. And from the 10 of swords, you know what I'm saying? The 9 of swords is the paranoia part, right? Again, the catalyst. If you kind of like switch things around at the 8, it can really turn things better. It really can. Like, if you just like turn shit around real quick before it gets messy, you can do it. But you're gonna see it with the cups and with the pentacles. So like the 8 of cups, right, is you walking away, moving away, sadly moving away, knowing that I need to get away from this situation because it no longer serves me. But then soon as you move away, 9 of cups, wish fulfillments, you know what I'm saying? And then the 8 of pentacles is you mastering yourself. You learn to work smart instead of work hard, which is more 7 of pentacles. But then 9 of pentacles, things start to come through as things start to manifest for you. You start to see a win. And then 10 of pentacles, the big win. You feel what I'm saying? So it's that catalyst that you have before you make that change. This is the catalyst. We can really turn things to our favor, y'all. I'm telling you, man, don't play yourself, collective. Please don't play yourself. Please don't play yourself. All right? All right. So that's my little word for the collective. I think I've reached everything. I talked about the degrees, the numbers, all that shit. Okay, cool. So let's talk about the aspects real quick, and then I'm going to end it there. First aspect I see with this full moon, the moon is opposite Mercury, which makes Mercury conjunct the sun. So there's definitely like a battle between, you know, thinking and, you know, you logically, you think that being practical is the right thing to do, especially with the sun right there. You know what I mean? Even though usually the sun overshadows the energy that is conjunct in, unless it's a Kazemi, you know, or if it's like a far away conjunction, you know, still like the sun is still in agreement. Like, yes, you need to express yourself in a practical way and being stable and secure and thinking about the worth of things, and your mind needs to be there too. So you have, you know, you're thinking this way and you're expressing yourself this way, right? But deep down inside, you're like, nah, man, like, we need to change shit up. We need to shake shit up. You know what I mean? I need a transformation in my life. I can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. There's something wrong, and I don't feel good about it. You know what I mean? And it could be a fear. And, you know, it could be a fear that's holding you back to make you create stability again. Like I said before, create stability with your regular normal or the old normal instead of creating stability and creating a new normal. You know what I mean? There's a way that you can blend the two. You know what I mean? And so it's something that you guys need to definitely consider and think about. You know what I mean? When it comes to your releasing energy, you know, releasing the fears, releasing things, the burdens and the blockages that's holding you back, that's making you too afraid to create a good foundation for the future that is progressive. You know what I mean? That's progressive for you personally. That's not keeping you held back. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind. You know? And, you know, it, again, like the Sun and Mercury, they is the right thought. You know what I mean? Like, yes, creating stability and security is very important. That's where the Sun's at. That's what the collective needs to focus on. However, not back to the old normal, to a new, better normal for you and for the, everyone around you. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's no energy's wrong. Like, it's energy that needs to be addressed appropriately. You know what I'm saying? And wherever it is in your life. So keep that in mind. What's another aspect I see here? What's another aspect I see here? Okay. another aspect I see is the moon is trine Neptune and the sun is sextile Neptune. Very interesting. The moon is trine Neptune. And so I feel like that fear or that energy that's riling you up, that need for transformation, that closing in, that secretive, that confidential information that you, or energy that you're feeling, that you don't necessarily want to address, you want to keep quiet. It's just really uncomfortable and weird. You know what I mean? I think, you know, that energy is definitely catalyzed by some self-undoing and self-sabotaging ways. You know what I mean? And so you're being aware of how you delude yourself. You're being aware of how you hold yourself back subconsciously, and it's bothering you. And so anything that's of like shit that you used to do, it's bothering you because you're easily triggered through your subconscious and your subconscious, basically. You're easily triggered by your subconscious with this trine. You know what I mean? And it's a good thing, though. Like, this is, trines always have, like, to me personally, have a nice little uptick. It's a good thing because it's making you realize I need to make some changes personally. Like, I don't feel good inside right now. I need to make some changes. You know what I mean? This, you know, Neptune has a spiritual aspect to it too. Very channeled energy. So you could be channeling from your higher self, from your ancestors, from your guides, from God themselves. You know what I mean? Telling you like, yo, you need to address this shit. You know what I mean? So if you got any like subconscious issues, any self-undoing, self-sabotaging ways, any self-doubt that you're feeling that's making you not create your new normal in a practical way, you can address it now. It's a beautiful time to do it, and it will happen with ease, motherfucker. I'm telling you, it will happen with ease, y'all, because of that Neptune trine, man. It'll be almost like magic. It really will. It'll be almost like magic. Trust me. All right. And with Neptune sextile the sun, you know, beautiful energy with that. Like, you know, you're able to transmute energy, transform energy, face energy, and cleanse it necessarily. Even though it's like kind of like stabbing at you, you're noticing that you're feeling this feeling. You know what I mean? You're able to transmute it. And then once you transmute it, you can easily get channeled messages or even realize practically, how can I fix my self-undoing and self-sabotaging ways? Oh, I can express myself in a practical way and get this shit cleared and done. After you finish healing, you know, with that Neptune moon trine, now with the Neptune sextile sun, you can figure out a practical solution and express it. And even with the moon here, you can actually get, like, literally communicate it, think about it, process it, and literally create a plan for you to practically attack this self-undoing and self-sabotaging way that's been blocking you all this time. and really create that new normal for yourself and for the collective if you got the time. So this is, guys, man, this is like a blessing for real. This is a blessing for real, man. It's incredible. It's beautiful, beautiful energy. Another thing that I see is a T-square. A T-square. This sun and the moon is square Mars. So this is causing the issue to be very like anxiousy, and you're ready to like make some changes and make some changes now. And honestly, like, you know, looking at how this energy is placed, this is probably happening, hold on one second, between today, between today, like an hour ago, and this is gonna be done next Sunday, so the 17th. So when the sun and the moon is past that Mars square, then the energy will be released. So you're going to notice, even though the moon already full moon passed, you're going to notice some anxiousness there. You're going to be feeling that, you know, on an emotional standpoint starting today. No matter how hard I try to take action to, you know, address how I'm feeling, nothing is happening. And it's because with Mars in Aquarius, this is not like some fucking word puzzle. This is not like some word problem. This is not something that you can logically get yourself out of. This is emotional healing that you need to do. So no big picture thinking, not enough big picture thinking is going to get you out of this situation. You need to do some soul searching here and clear some shit up on an emotional level, for real, right? That's what you need to do. And with Mars square the sun, you know what I mean? With that energy, it's kind of like, no matter how hard I work, you know, I'm not getting the recognition that I want. I'm not expressing myself how I want. Or I'm not just getting what I want when it comes to recognition and being seen and my talents being seen and my expression being seen, right? And it's because with Mars in Aquarius, you're so focused on, like, again, like, being the genius, being so unique, you know what I mean? You're working towards, or you're taking action towards, big picture ideas, and you're so in your mind that you're not fully executing. You know what I mean? And, you know, a Mars Sun square is probably one of the better squares. I mean, a Mars Sun, excuse me. An Aquarius Taurus square is one of the better squares because I feel like logic and practicality can go hand in hand. But sometimes with logic, it could be too much in your head. Sometimes with practicality, you're always trying to get something done that sometimes you don't think things completely like you should. You don't understand the why. You just want to get shit done. So that's where it could be trouble. But, you know, that's easy to patch up more so than logic versus emotions. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like I was saying before, you know, you're trying to work towards getting this recognition, but you're not executing anything. A lot of things are just stuck in your mind. And these big picture ideas, although lovely, is lovely for the future, not lovely right now. Because right now we need to focus on what can we do at this moment, what could create stability and security at this moment, not some big picture idea. You know what I mean? And the big picture idea, it's not that it can't stay, like, it's necessary to create this new normal. You know what I mean? But we got to take it one step at a time. So that's where the disconnect happens there. But again, this is why I consider it a better square, because logic and practicality, logic with air, practicality with earth, blends better. You know what I mean? And so we can have that big picture idea, but let's try to find a way to break it down to make it a reality, adding that practicality in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And with the T-square, you know, I'm going to talk about that with my Patreon folks, but, you know, that's yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's for Patreon folks. All right, what's next? Let me see. see, the 17, right? It seems like the moon is sextile Pluto and trine, and Pluto is trine the sun. And so, you know, this is actually pretty cool energy with it, with the sun trine Pluto. You know, again, it's kind of similar to the Mars square, but on a more positive route, because there's a better understanding. You know, Pluto recognizes that we need to empower in order to have transformation of authority and control within our lives, and authority and control of the collective. But Pluto is retrograde right now, so Pluto is fully aware that we need to be introspective and reflective and start making plans for things to happen. And so the planning is happening, and we're expressing that plans are coming together, but it's gonna take some time. We're not gonna be able to get things done so quickly, you know what I'm saying? Which is nice, but it's still like you're still figuring things out on a practical level. How can we make this transformation happen? Who do we need to build intimacy with in order for that positive transformation to happen within our lives? You know what I'm saying? With the moon, sextile Pluto, you know, with that energy, it's kind of like a realization that, you know, there's always a phase of, you know, who's in power, who isn't in power, you know what I mean? Every position of power has its waxing and waning moments, you know what I mean? And so this is kind of like a realization, an understanding that happens, and that's okay, and it's time for that. You feel what I'm saying? I also feel too is that you start to realize and learn how empowered you can be by your own emotion and how you can make a true change within your life. You need to kind of like think on it and work on it and reflect on those emotions and build your power up to that level. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I see there. And then lastly, you know, this full moon is the moon is sextile Jupiter, and Jupiter is trine the sun. And with that energy, I would say that, you know, it's pretty cool because with Jupiter trine the sun, you know, we're thinking of big picture ideas, philosophies, beliefs, and ideas that will give us our authority and control. And we're seeing that, okay, this is actually doable. We can make some changes. We're looking deeper into the books, bigger and big picture ideas to see how we can make those changes and different philosophies, and how we have to kind of change our mindset in day-to-day life to make, to create abundance within our life, you know what I mean? And to utilize our self-expression, our talents, our creativity in order to make that change and to add value. I just saw 3333, by the way, to add value into our lives, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, with Jupiter sextile the moon, you know, emotions are wider, emotions are more open for sure. But, you know, we are kind of, you know, with these philosophies and ideas and realize big picture realizations, right? It's always easy to apply it practically or to try to, react to these big ideas, you know what I mean? Take action on these big ideas, but the hard part is really believing it within your core, within your soul. And so you're in the learning process of realizing how, you know, okay, there needs to be an emotional change here. I'm feeling this heavy. I'm feeling this strongly. What can I like lean on? What can I rely on so I can have this change? Of, you know, it's kind of like, okay, What I need to do is look at certain philosophies, beliefs, and ideas that allow me to be sovereign, allow me to be a leader of myself, allow me to have authority and control over self. You know what I'm saying? And so we're in the learning process of that, which is pretty sweet. All right. And so with all that being said, y'all, I definitely suggest you guys to look into different philosophies, beliefs, and ideas that help empower your emotions and help you apply those feelings that you have into practical action during this time. You know what I mean? I really, really do. Especially with North Node just getting into Gemini, you know, the more you learn, the more you master yourself, and the more you can really have authority of self. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I have for you guys. I hope this was helpful. Let me know if you have any questions or anything like that. Patreon, Cosmic Gang, 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 Gang. I got y'all. I will record something for you guys. Maybe available mañana, going deeper into this full moon and how it'll affect you. Now, I know you're like, well, girl, it's past the full moon. Well, the thing is that the full moon lasts until the next full moon. It's the theme will last till the next full moon. But technically, the energies of the full moon is going to stay relevant until the new moon that happens, which will be in Gemini. So, yeah, the energies are potent, like potent in the next 3 days, right? And this is a good time to do magic or manifestations. The theme of the new moon will happen until the new moon. Let me say it like this. The theme of this full moon will last until the next full moon, but like the overall energy of this full moon let me find a better way to explain this. Okay, the potency of the full moon is in the next 3 days, and then like the energy is felt of this full moon until the next new moon, but the overall energy and theme of this full moon will last until the next full moon. All right, there it is. All right, I'm done. I'm tired, y'all. It's late. All right, peace.